Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
On this day in history, 233 years ago, that would be in 1790, Fred.
Yeah, that's right when I started.
The U.S. Supreme Court met for the first time. That was in 1790 on this day in history. And this one has some music, Mark. This was just 59 years ago. This was in 1964 when Indiana Governor Matthew Welch declared the lyrics to this song to be pornographic.
Really?
Yes.
And why? I have to look up the lyrics.
Thank you
now.
For asking. I've got it for you. He called it pornographic because he couldn't understand them and called for a ban.
Really?
So rebellious. Of course, every youth then, any child or teenager, went out and bought this record. So the skyrocketed, the sales did.
That's a real rough lyric.
Right?
You know, I will say this. Hang on. Listen, what are the words here? Right here.
Okay, I always thought it was oregano. That's what it sounds like to me.
I always thought it was we gotta go.
I thought it was we gotta go also.
Here's
what it is.
In the lyrics that I pulled up, it says
me gotta go.
I don't make that doesn't make any sense to me. Don't you hate that? It's like I've heard
well,
that song
if you
my
hear
whole,
the whole
life.
Thing.
Does that make it well, because he's talking about me going, he's going to find
right.
a girl.
He
right?
is yeah. going, me gotta go.
But it sense that way,
I
right?
think oregano is what it sounds like.
I'm with Sue. It's oregano for
Thank
sure.
Thank you. I could never understand what that meant. Anyway, he called for a ban. The sales go up, and they had the FCC inspect it, and they concluded that the lyrics to Louie Louie were, quote, unintelligible at any speed. I can't believe you guys got we gotta go out of that. I really did not.
But
I was
let's
way,
also be clear, you
off.
Got oregano.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I still think Our Lips Are Sealed was Eyelids of Seals.
Thanks. Yeah.
So there
well,
you go.
Well, see, but that doesn't make sense either, Fred, which is why you and I should not be.
There really, and this is just being honest, there probably isn't, I wouldn't say every month, but every few months, there is a recognition on my part, even at this age, that I got lyrics wrong to a song. Like, I'll look
yes.
them up and I'm like, oh, man, oh, that wasn't what they said.
Yes, totally. That's just one that's been with me forever. And then this has something, too. 41 years ago today, that's in 1982 when Fred got here.
That's right.
Late Night with David Letterman premiered on NBC.
Was this the original theme?
I don't know. I had Abby pull
like it.
What did it say, Abby?
It says the David Letterman Show theme, but that does
not
sound
it.
Like the one.
I didn't know what I was looking for, so I...
Well, David
this
Letterman...
was the one that was most popular.
Yeah, but he did a talk show in Columbia, Missouri, and that was... No, I have no idea. But this is... Maybe this was the original. I have
maybe
no idea.
Maybe it was. Maybe they got rid of it after... I don't think
so, yeah.
No. But we tried. And that was in 1982. And then Conan O'Brien took it over when Dave went to CBS
it was
later.
The best. And Fred,
oh, it was
you
great.
Were, Fred was a little older than all. You were working here at the time. But that was my first year. 83 was my first year at Mizzou, right when Letterman was ramping up. And it was like, I didn't have a VCR in my dorm room, but I was in my room
it was
by 11 o'clock
TV.
Or so
it
to
was.
Watch that show. Yeah.
Yep. It really was.
11:30, I guess, is when it was on.
Gave away?
The sponges.
Actually, you know what, Fred? Was that show on? Was the David Letterman show on after? What did it come on after?
After the Tonight Show.
But at that point, didn't the Tonight Show go 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a midnight show.
Yeah.
All right, I said 11.
And they
midnight.
Did all the watermelons stunts through watermelons.
They did a lot of dropping things off of the building.
What was the sponge thing?
What was the sponge thing?
My brother sent him a painting once to try to get on the show. And
did
it
he
backfired,
really?
And all he sent, Letterman sent him, said, thanks for the keen painting. and he sent him a couple of complimentary sponges that said "The Late Show with David Letterman."
Kevin, that's kind of great, don't you think? At Super Dave, they would launch him in with the Velcro suit, and he would stick to the wall. That was good time.
I feel like if Dave was still doing his thing, he'd probably have Kevin on for the February.
Well, maybe.
You know what? That's actually not out of the realm of possibility, because they did like to pluck some of those things from
pop culture,
right?
Yeah.
I loved Chris Elliott.
Oh, well, Chris Elliott was so good on there.
Yeah.
Here are a few things to look forward to in February, since we've got Kevin here. In sports, the Pro Bowl.
Come on.
The Pro Bowl is this Sunday. Super Bowl 57 between the Chiefs and the Eagles is next Sunday.
And it doesn't really count anymore.
Nobody looks forward to the Pro Bowl. This actually may be the year that people look forward to it.
When they're doing tag football, right?
Flag football.
Aren't they doing some other stuff with it this year, though?
Like the long drive or something? Yeah.
I love it.
They should have done this like a long drive. Right, because people will now maybe pay attention. I'm the biggest football fan that you could find. You know that, Alex.
Yeah.
I would never tune into the Pro Bowl. Now I might.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You'd love to see
these guys hit a golf ball.
So do you think they could keep it in the stadium? I mean, how far would it?
I think I could probably drive it out of the stadium, right?
I don't know how that's working. I'm not familiar with
that. I don't know the logistics of it.
They could definitely drive it out of the stadium.
I love that that's what you're concerned about. And also, the Daytona 500 is February 19th. Now, we've got the Grammys on Sunday. Whatever. Season 26 of South Park starts next Wednesday. I was just interested that it was season 26. We've got 80 for Brady. Ugh. Just looks horrible.
It looks terrible. Although just I will say awful. This, Tom Brady posted this picture after the retirement announcement of him being at the 80 for Brady, you know, premiere, and he's awkwardly standing with his hands, and he makes fun of himself. He goes, "What do I do with my hands at a movie premiere?" So I got to give him credit for that. But that movie looks worse than anything I've seen come along in a long time.
The wig they put on Jane Fonda, it makes her, is way too young for that. It's just bizarre.
Well, you lost me at Jane Fonda first and foremost, so that would keep me away.
Titanic is returning to the theaters for its 25th anniversary on the 10th. Magic Mike's Last Dance, Abby and I may care about that, opens on the 10th. And the
Abby's shaking her head, no?
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah, I'm not going to it either. A new Ant-Man and the Wasp movie arrives on the 17th.
That looks really good.
I was going to ask you, is it going to be good? And Abby did watch Velma, which we found out on Sue's News, which is the worst rated show pretty much of all time. And you watched it, and...
That held up. It was one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my whole life. Nothing was redeemable about it. I saw every single joke happen, and none of them made me laugh.
Was it episodic?
Yeah. So far there's 6 episodes, and I thought there were only 6 episodes, but there's actually another one out, I think, tomorrow night. Hmm.
Are you stopping?
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Right. Wow, if Abby is stopping
people. She's wasting no more time.
Yes, and that's it.
It just wasn't good. Nothing was good.
Yeah. It's Mindy Kaling. I don't know why that one just...
You lose Abby, you lose America.
Yeah, that's true, Kevin.
There we go.
Kevin, that is 100% accurate. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Which one to go? Let's do this one. The word hot became a synonym for popular or in demand around 1909. In the 20s, its meaning was extended to include sexual desirability, but it's been around as that since 1909.
But even in the 20s, they tagged it with she's hot.
Yeah, like, yeah, isn't that crazy? I didn't realize it went back. Thank you.
You got to be accepting of everyone.
they, them are hot, all those things. That's awesome. By the way, on the topic of language and the language police, I have a great topic on that coming up with Hayes and Alex. And Kevin, it was so great to see you here this afternoon. Go track down Mayor Jones, okay?
Got it.
All right, we'll see it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.